You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Some might respond that contraception is accessible in lots of other ways. Unfortunately, that's just not true. Women's health clinics provide a vital medical service. But as the Guttmacher Institute has definitively documented, these clinics are unable to meet the crushing demand for these services. Clinics are closing, and women are being forced to go without the medical care they need. In the media lately, some conservative Catholic organizations have been asking, what did we expect when we enrolled at a Catholic school? We can only answer that we expected women to be treated equally, to not have our school create untenable burdens that impede our academic success.
As Georgetown University law student Sandra Fluke testifying before Congress last week, while the issue has been framed by the media as birth control or no birth control, women's reproductions, women's right, women's free access, on the other side of the debate, the issue has been framed as religious liberty, freedom of conscience. Now, both of them are obviously a play to some degree, but this was intended to be equal time for what was touted as an all-male testimony in the week before in favor of religious liberty and freedom of conscience. Here comes this young activist from Georgetown Law School. She says women are being hurt by being refused free, and I mean free in terms of dollars and cents, free access to birth control under Catholic University's insurance policies. She seemed to have convinced the Congress. What were her arguments, and are you convinced? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 6th of March. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Marsh will be our guest for the first few minutes to talk about Sandra Fluke's testimony before Congress last week. After that, Robert Spencer will join us from Jihad Watch. There's a campaign launched by Muslim leaders called Defending Religious Freedom, Understanding Sharia. They're trying to soften the image of Sharia law here in the U.S. We'll see what he thinks about that. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address at issuesetc. Jennifer Roback-Morse is a regular guest, founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
We heard Ms. Fluke say that their expectations, these women's expectations, when they enrolled at Georgetown, was not to have our school create untenable burdens that impede our academic success. What was she saying there? What kind of a case was she trying to make about birth control and academic success?
Sure. Well, she's trying to say that $9 for prescription for contraceptive drugs is an untenable burden for a law student, and in the absence of hormonal contraceptives, they are not intelligent enough to find condoms, which are considerably cheaper than even that, and that in the absence of finding either condoms or hormonal contraception, that they're somehow going to be stricken with pregnancy that is going to stop them from becoming academic successes. That's the chain of logic that's behind that appeal to the emotions. And I think it's obvious that the advocates of sexual anarchy, such as Sandra Fluke, have to stay in the realm of the emotional, because the minute they get into the realm of the logical, they completely lose. They are completely illogical.
Why do you use the term sexual anarchy?
Well, I've been struggling, Todd, to find a name to describe the people on the other side of these issues, you know, because there's a sort of a whole group of people, a whole set of positions that are on the opposite side of the ancient Christian teaching in these areas, you know. And I came up with sexual anarchy because what unites them is the idea that you get to do whatever you want without consequence, and that any law or any constraint is by definition a bad thing and by definition illegitimate. And yet it turns out, of course, that lawlessness has constraints of its own, which is kind of the position that you and I would take on all of these things, that behaving lawlessly does constrain you. Turns out to be a lot more burdensome in the end than following the rules. So that's where I came up with that term. You like the term? Do you think sexual anarchist is descriptive enough? Do you think it does the job?
Well, you know, now that you explain it, it actually makes sense. So let me see if I can kind of reverse engineer it back to your term. The notion here, according to the sexual revolution, is that everybody ought to be able to do whatever they want without any legal restraint. Okay, so nothing is going to be illegal in terms of that behavior. Then I'm going to go and the next expectation is that this sexual behavior ought to be without any kind of consequence, personal or otherwise. Therefore, that would require that society set up a framework where I can act without consequence, not even financial consequence. Ergo, you gotta pay for my birth control.
I think that's where they're headed. You know, I think they're trying to create a world where sex is normally a sterile activity, so that you can have sex without ever having any consequences of pregnancy or even any emotional consequences. You know, of course, they forget all of that. They just airbrush all of that out of the picture. But they're trying to create a world where sex is normally and routinely de facto position is that it's a sterile activity. And of course, the only way you can make that be true is if you not only have contraception, but you have abortion as well, because contraception sometimes fails. All forms of contraception sometimes fail. So that's what she means by equality, right? Because she wants to be able to have sex without getting pregnant, just like a man can have sex without getting pregnant. But of course, men should properly have some consequences to their sexual activity. They should have the consequence of having to step up to the plate and act as fathers, right? So what we have done is not simply to remove the consequence from the woman that she doesn't have to bear the child to term if she doesn't want to, but we've also kind of removed the consequence from the men that men don't have to have any consequences. Men don't have to step up to the plate. So it's the only way you can create this world of sex without consequences is to do a whole lot of social engineering to remove the connection between cause and effect. You know, and so what she's demanding, what Miss Fluke, which is kind of an unfortunate name if you think about it, what Miss Fluke is asking for is the right to indulge in the cause without ever experiencing any effects. You know, and, you know, this is to want a world that is illogical. It's to want a world which cannot be. And that's why they have to stay in the realm of emotions. They have to be continually pulling at your heartstrings, throwing out buzzwords that are designed to make you feel something, rather than get down to brass tacks and think the thing through logically. Because once you start talking logically, you will see that the Catholic Church is much more logical than Sandra Fluke and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama on these questions. No question about it. Well, Catholic Church still sees cause and effect at play.
You've mentioned it there, and that's kind of the monkey wrench in their plan, which is if you're attending a Catholic university, the Catholic university is expected to abide by Catholic moral principles, and she sounds like she's saying those cannot stand in the way of students who knowingly enrolled in a Catholic university or law school. They can't be made to stand in the way, regardless of whether or not Catholics hold these principles as a matter of conscience.
Well, and that shows you that this is not about choice, okay? The pro-abortion people, the sexual anarchist people, whatever you want to call them, they have always hidden behind the rhetoric of choice because what they're actually advocating will not withstand any kind of critical or rational scrutiny. So they hide behind choice, hoping you don't look too closely at what the choice is. But now it's perfectly clear that it was never about choice because they're forcing people to choose all one thing, right? It's not okay for the Catholic Church to choose to be drug-free around sexual activity. I mean, you know, the teaching of the Church is that you should be barrier-free and drug-free and have natural sex. That's the teaching of the Church. No, No natural sex, no organic sex. Whether you like it or not, you've got to do it our way. And even if you don't like it, you got to pay for us to do it our way. You know, that's not liberty. That's not choice. The point of these people has never been to give people the opportunity to choose whatever they want. If that were the point, we wouldn't be having this discussion. There wouldn't be an HHS mandate. That would be unthinkable. And I think that a lot of people who thought it was about choice are feeling the heat here and seeing that they've been kind of taken in and duped on this matter.
With only about 30 seconds, you do a lot of debates. If you were to debate Sandra Fluke, what would you like to tell her? 30 seconds here.
What would I tell Sandra Fluke? I would tell her that that if she's really concerned about the rights of privacy, she should keep her private sexual business to herself and pay for it herself. That it's not my responsibility, it's not Georgetown University's responsibility, it's not the taxpayers of the United States of America's responsibility. She should have responsibility for her own sexual choices. That's what I would tell her. That'd be the first thing I'd tell her, Todd.
Are you a little concerned that we're talking about birth control here and not about rights of conscience or religious liberty with about 30 seconds?
Well, I'm a little concerned about it, but honestly, you know, religious liberty is extremely important. But I think we have to talk about the issue of substance as well. First of all, because, as you know, I think we can win on the issue of substance. And second of all, I think it's very important that we not even appear to be afraid of the issue of substance. You know, and that is that the church's position on contraception is perfectly rational. And it's and even if you don't agree with it, you should have respect for it. Right, it's not something that's so beyond the pale that it can be safely thrown under the bus. You know, it's not like, you know, I don't even want to give an analogy for it. But this is a respectable position that deserves to be taken seriously and treated with respect, apart from the religious liberty First Amendment aspect of it. I think we need to defend it on both those grounds, Todd, and I think that we can defend it on both those grounds. And I'm very encouraged by the fact that so many people all across the religious spectrum are hopping up to do exactly that.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. You'll find out more about the Ruth Institute and their blog under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.